Test 82, Section 4, Question 25. Now with this one, we are looking for a parallel flaw. And so we start with our conclusion trick. It looks like the last sentence is the conclusion since, blah, 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 a major earthquake will strike the region in the near future. So X will happen soon. So A says no major hurricanes is to be expected. That's a negative, so we don't like it quite as much. B, the river will overflow this spring. That's similar. C, Earth experienced a period of heavy bombardment as well. That's past tense, so I don't like it quite as well as B. There will be an extinction among the Galapagos native species. Maybe. I still like B a little better, but it's good enough. And then E, so a local outbreak of the disease among humans is imminent. That also is the same. And so really we're looking at B, D, and E. I would pick my favorite of those letters, then move on and come back to it. Now when we come back, then we'll find the flaw. So each major earthquake has been preceded by a series of minor tremors. So when there's been a major earthquake, there's been a bunch of minor tremors. Since the region has recently experienced a series of minor tremors, a major earthquake will strike the region in the near future. So it's saying when there has been a major earthquake, so if there was one, then there were minor tremors. There's minor tremors, so we're going to have a major earthquake. It's basically a bad if-then, kind of another way you could think about it is, just because something has always had a certain precondition doesn't mean that that precondition guarantees the occurrence of that event. So we look at B. The river is overflowed every spring thaw following a winter with high snowfall. Now that's saying if you have high snowfall, it overflows. And then it says, as this winter it received a record amount of snow, it will overflow this spring. That one doesn't have the flaw because we actually met the condition that guarantees the second thing. So, D, the introduction of non-native species always results in extinction. Some native species are being, non-native species are introduced, there will be extinction. That one also is a valid argument. It doesn't have the flaw. So we hope E is right, otherwise we have to check A and C. So then E, so far, all local outbreaks of the disease have occurred soon after detection of high infection rates among local wildlife. So that's saying if there's been an outbreak, there's been a detection of high infection rates. An unusually high infection rate was detected, so local outbreak among humans is imminent. Yes, that follows the same pattern. It's saying anytime we've had the outbreak, it's been preceded by X. X is occurring, so we're going to have the outbreak, and that's the same flaw. So therefore, answer choice E in this situation.